League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi there, and welcome to the latest edition of Clan Chat, the official podcast of Glasgow Clan, where we bring you exclusive interviews from behind the scenes at the club. I'm Craig Anderson, and in this week's jam-packed show, we'll look back at the weekend that saw a loss to Dundee Stars and a win over Manchester Storm. Plus, we recap Wednesday's game at Guildford Flames, and we'll hear from coach Zach Fitzgerald with his post-game reaction from the Spectrum. Zach Sullivan joins us to reflect on his return to Glasgow for the first time and looks back on Sunday's game, which saw Clan beat his new team, Manchester Storm, by 5-2. Jack Musel takes us on his personal ice hockey journey and previews Saturday's visit by Omar Pasha's Dundee Stars side. And we speak to former Clan goalie Kyle Jones, or to give him his full name, Kyle Jones. After his return, for Matt Hewitt's testimonial was confirmed. All that and another Clan conundrum to get the brain cells going. Welcome to Clan Chat.
Hey, Purple Army, Fitzy here. Welcome to the podcast. Enjoy.
Time for a Clan conundrum to kick things off as always, and it's about Dundee Stars, who visit Glasgow this Saturday in the latest home Elite League game. Now, assuming both teams are free of injuries or suspensions on Saturday, our question is, how many players will play on Saturday that have played for both the Clan and the Stars? Answer to come at the end of the show.
I'm Matt Cowlett, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
It was a mixed weekend in terms of results as Clan looked to get back to winning ways, and while it didn't happen for the players on Saturday, they were back picking up the points on Sunday. The first game saw Glasgow head to Dundee Stars for the first league meeting of the season between the clubs, and the first head-to-head since the opening weekend that saw the Stars stun with two big victories. On this occasion, Omar Pasha's men came out on top, but it was a much closer affair as Dundee won 3-2 on the night, although the home team were 3-0 up first as Colton Croker, Jordan Cowie and Elgin Pearce all struck in the first half of the game. Jordan Haywood pulled one back with Scott Pitt adding another in the final minute on the power play to tee up a tense ending, but again, the Stars ended up on top. Clan were back home for another Sunday dinner and Manchester Storm came to town, and while it was another tough battle, Glasgow took the points in a 5-2 game. Nolan Laporte opened the scoring in the opening 2 minutes before Mac Howlett, with his first ever goal for Clan on home ice, added a second. Mario Puskaric got one back for Storm in 25 minutes with Finlay Ulrich levelling things on 30 minutes and 34 seconds. 19 seconds later, Rasmus Bjerrum restored Clan's lead. Further goals in the third from Craig Moore and Bjerrum with an empty netter late on secured the points, and it was a good win, with the highlight of the evening coming after the buzzer when special guest 7-year-old Zachary White led the players in their thunderclap. A great moment. There were big cheers pre-game as former Clan defenceman Zach Sullivan made his return to Glasgow for the first time since leaving in the summer after joining Ryan Finnerty's side. I caught up with him on Monday to reflect on his welcome back from the Purple Army, and he enjoyed being in front of the Purple Army once again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I enjoyed my 5 years there and wasn't sure how to take it. It was quite an emotional night, but the Clan fans gave me a really warm welcome back, and I'd just like to thank them for that.
Yeah, they really did give you a warm welcome. There was quite a bit of noise when your name was announced.
Yeah, absolutely. I wasn't sure what to expect. I never scored a lot of points there, but I was really happy with the welcome back, and I thought we had a really good game, and hopefully next time we can get the result instead of the Clan.
I don't think you'll get a nice welcome back after saying that. So how are you settling into life at Manchester? Obviously, it's a bit different for you now after, as you say, spending 5 years in Glasgow.
Yeah, absolutely. It's different, but obviously I played for Finner before for 3 years, and I knew what I was. I knew the kind of coach that he is, and I knew that he would trust in me. And I think after last season, I needed a coach that believed in my ability a bit more. And he's really given me the chance to prove myself so far this season. And hopefully, I've been giving back to that and justifying his reasons to give me that ice time.
We spoke in the summer. I think another reason was I think you were looking for a change. I think your love for hockey was being tested. Are you getting that love back now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I went out to New Zealand in the summer and met some great people over there, and really enjoyed the hockey. Even though we weren't one of the best teams there, I was really enjoying the hockey, and came back, and it's same kind of atmosphere. You know, everyone gets along, and We're all working hard for each other, and we're there in most games, and we're working out what we need to change to be there for the rest of them. And I don't think we're that far away from being one of the better teams in the league. So
talk about New Zealand then. You spent the summer over there. You and Adam Goss, was it the Bracknell goalie?
Yep.
What was that like? Just being out there as a life experience.
Yeah, I mean it's a beautiful country. I've taken hundreds of pictures and none of them do the place justice. And Craig Peacock went the year before, and he knew I was kind of struggling at the end of last year with hockey, and we kind of spoke about it, and he said you should go over and you'll love it. And he was absolutely right. You know, I absolutely loved it, and anyone who's going through the same thing, I'd seriously just suggest going out there.
Fantastic. So yeah, back to your return to Glasgow last night. The result didn't quite go the way of Manchester Storm, but how's the season going so far, would you say?
Yeah, I thought it was a very good game last night. You know, both teams had spells where they dominated the game, and obviously Clan put the puck in the net and we didn't, but it was a good game. Both goalies had to make some fantastic saves, and both teams scored some nice goals, so I mean, that's kind of been our season so far. We're a team that works from the defence up. Ginner's fantastic every night. We got six solid D that can move the puck up to our forwards, and we're working on putting the puck in the net, which obviously we've been doing over the last 2 weeks. We got a good result in Belfast last Saturday, and another good result against Nottingham, so we're getting there slowly. Hopefully we'll get there a bit faster this weekend and get some more results on the board.
What's this about you scoring more goals recently as well? I've seen your name crop up in the scorers list a few times. What's going on there?
Yeah, I must be shutting my eyes a bit more when I get the puck on the blue line. No, it's like I said, you know, Finn is putting a lot of trust in me this year. I've been on the ice in overtime a few times, and when the puck comes to me, I think, because he trusts me a bit more to be able to do something, I trust myself a bit more to do something, and it's obviously showing its rewards.
Now, I know you would have quite liked the chance to work with Zach Fitzgerald. That appointment was made after you left the club. I dare say you still talk to some of the guys at the Clan. What's the feeling from the Clan guys you're getting about how much they're enjoying this season so far?
Yeah, I talk to Pete quite a lot. I talk to Woody quite a lot. They're really enjoying it this year. They nearly got 9 wins in a row, and they were really looking forward to trying to get that. And they're enjoying it. They're obviously playing very well at the moment. They're finding ways to win, which is what all good teams do. Maybe when it's not their night, they still find a way to get the result. And they're enjoying it. And to be honest, I'm really happy for Fitzy. I think he deserves nothing less.
And of course, so what's it like coming up against Woody and Pete's, the guys you've mentioned, the guys that you talked to? It must have been a bit strange being up against them rather than playing with them.
Yeah, all the guys last year. It's like I said in a previous interview, it's a very strange year. I absolutely loved playing with them, but then I didn't really like playing hockey. It's quite weird. But I definitely got a few more chirps than normal during the game. I like playing against my friends. There's no friends on the ice when you're playing, but then after you can have a nice chat and catch up. And yeah, while it's weird to play against them, especially guys that like Woody, who I've only ever played with. But no, it's great being able to play a professional sport against people who you consider some of your best friends is fantastic.
I'm Scott Jansky from the Glasgow Clan, and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
Former Clan defenceman Zach Sullivan there after his return as a Manchester Storm player. Time to speak to one of the current members of the team and find out all about them and their career as we go on a journey to hear about their experiences in ice hockey. This week it was Jack Musial's turn, who, as you'll hear, was keen to take a bullet train through his, but we managed to slow him down as we look back in his early career in Hull, his 9 years playing in North America, and what it was like to score his first pro goal with the Clan last season. All that, and we looked ahead to this weekend's game with Dundee Stars as well. But to start, I wanted to know how Jack's ice hockey story began.
So my story begins really through my dad, which I'm sure a lot of hockey players, his hockey players' careers have started in that way. My dad was basically, he was a doctor in our local town of Hull, and he would... Basically, some of his patients were involved in the hockey scene, and he just got talking and my dad is someone who, you know, he likes sport himself, so he took me down as a young, 4 or 5 year old to play roller hockey at the local leisure centre, and my whole family played, even my mum actually, and we did that for a couple of years or maybe a year, and then the ice hockey, obviously at the time it was before the Stingrays, I forget what the name of the team was before the Stingrays, but it was the team before that, it might be the Hawks, I can't remember, and my dad got involved doing some doctoring for the team, and I went and watched, and then I joined the junior system as a young, 6 or 7 year old, so I went and practiced with the junior system there in Hull, and it was, I loved it, obviously, as I'm still playing today, and, went through, and then got to around, 14, 15, and, I was really, really, when I was 15, I'd say that was probably one of my favourite years of playing hockey, in Kingston, and for the Hull juniors, and I was just loving it, and I ended up, one day my dad, he was in contact with a former friend, former teammate who had actually gone to Canada to this, up and coming, I think it was like the first year of this prep school in Canada. And he just said, yeah, I've been talking to one of your, friend's parents. And he said, do you want to, maybe go see what it's like? Because obviously when you get to 16, it kind of, there's a bit of a, you either play, you play up to the under 18s, but after that it's, kind of the men's, and, you have the professional leagues are a bit out of reach for most 16-year-olds. For me, anyway, I was, definitely not good enough to play anywhere at 16, so I was just like, I'll give it a go, I'll try, see what happens. I didn't really have any expectations, just thought, it'd be a good experience just to go see what life was like somewhere else. So I went over to Canada and played a couple of years there, then played some junior hockey in the States, and, it took me along, and it was a, really good time, really enjoyed myself. I think I, grew not just as like a hockey player, but I think, I matured a lot in that. Being away from home, you kind of have to, discipline yourself, and, you can kind of get carried away and, stay up all night and, not be disciplined. But obviously being by yourself, you have to, kind of discipline yourself. So I think that was a very maturing experience for me. And then I ended up going to college, and I was, my last year of juniors, I had a really enjoyable time playing in New Hampshire in this beautiful area, and, hockey was going great, and I ended up going to a, decent, really, pretty well-known university in the States, and, it was definitely eye-opening going to that university, and, things didn't go as planned. I was there for 2 years. I think, I didn't play very much hockey, and it was somewhat demoralizing at times, and, you kind of fall out of love with a game when things don't go your way, and you can kind of beat yourself up a little bit, and... So things, and then I ended up going to a different university, and it was kind of at that point, it was, I was a little frustrated with everything, and things weren't going my way, definitely, my I feel as though my hockey career was, you know, it was frustrating me a little bit. So I went to a new university. I really enjoyed myself there in Massachusetts, and then, you know, ended up graduating, you know, obviously got a degree, which was, you know, very, very important. You know, obviously you can't play hockey forever, so I thought a degree would be, you know, would be something that I really wanted at that point in my life. And then, you know, obviously last year I came to the Glasgow Clan.
Let me jump in, Jack.
Is that too much?
No, it's absolutely fine. It's great. It's just I had all sorts of questions, but you're covering it brilliantly. So I'll take you back a little bit. Here's what we'll do. We'll go back a little bit, because there's a few things I wanted to ask you about with your experiences along the way. That season, your last season in Kingston as a kid, taking you all the way back there, I was looking at the stat, 35 goals and 37 assists, 72 points in 15 games. I mean,
yeah,
what a year that was.
No, yeah, to be honest, it was, to be honest, the couple of years before that, I wasn't really like playing. I wasn't like, you know, you see a lot of kids these days, you know, they're highly touted and, you know, everyone knows their name. I feel as though when I was like 13, 14, I was just another, like, I wasn't really very good. But I remember, I might be wrong, but I took a couple of summers where I went to a couple of, like, really good hockey schools, and we had a really good hockey school in Hull, and usually when you're young, you just go to the rink and you just practice, and you kind of show up, for a couple of summers, I'd, like, started doing, like, really training and, like, you know, doing like a lot of like off ice, like dry land training and stick handling stuff just in my back garden. And it, like, I didn't really notice a difference, but that year that I went and, you know, I scored a lot of goals. Obviously the competition's not great, but I just, like, you was feeling like, you know, or maybe it is paying off. And yeah, it was a really good year. I have a lot of fond memories of that single year in Kingston. And we had some really, like, high-end, you know, obviously you don't see a lot of, like, great players around, you know, in a under-16 team, but we had, like, you know, we had kids, like, really good hockey players who even play still today. And, you know, you could say, like, Bobby Chamberlain, who plays in Hull, Jamie Chilcott, they were all, like, you know, they're obviously in the NHL with the Pirates, but, you know, such a good, like, standard. We had a really good team, and, you know, there's some really good players to play with, and yeah, it was an amazing season, really.
Good. Now, I'm going to ask you, again, taking you back to further back in your career, and I've got to ask about this one. You had 2 years with what I think is probably the best hockey team name I've ever heard, the Space Coast Hurricanes.
Yeah.
2 years there. Were they as good as the name suggests?
That was the thing. It was one of those things where I didn't have much guidance in terms of, like, I didn't really understand the hockey system in the US, and it was just literally a coach talked to me. I went to a tryout. They didn't want me, and I was like, yeah, I'll go play there. And it was, you know, it's a weird team name, and it was, you know, it wasn't as good as I'm sure if my former coach heard that, I wouldn't be very happy. But yeah, it wasn't anything special, I'll tell you that much. It was, but it, you know, it is what it is. It was a learning experience, and you know, I played there for a couple of years, and to be honest, you know, you live and you learn, and I'm sure I have experiences that I will, you know, value a lot. And even though, you know, they might not be great, or they might be good in some regards, but, you know, just, you know, it was an interesting couple of years, definitely, without a doubt.
But in those 2 years, you got involved with the GB under-20s, and you were working under Pete Russell in the second of those 2 years, where he was assistant to Andre Piet. What was that experience like to be called up for your country?
It was very, you know, obviously the standard's very good, and you get treated, you know, it's kind of more of like a professional atmosphere in terms of, like, you know, you get treated, you know, very highly, and it was great. Obviously, Pete is a, you know, he's a exceptional coach, and he's a good, very good person. And, you know, there's the 2 years that I played for the under 20s team was definitely, you know, an experience that I really, you know, I cherished it. You know, playing for the Great Britain is, you know, I'm sure any, young hockey player's dream is just to play, you know, any age group. And we went to Ukraine and Germany, and it was, you know, eye opening to see these different styles of hockey. You know, you play against like Kazakhstan, and you know, these some of the players were just, you know, the way they play, you know, kind of how, you know, in the Elite League it's very, you know, North American-y in terms of like the structure, but these Kazakhstan players would be doing things that you've never seen before, and it was very interesting to see like the different styles of hockey, because everyone's, you know, there's a lot of different styles, you know, in Europe and especially Kazakhstan, you know, a lot of different, you know, style of hockey. So in that regard, it was amazing.
Yeah. You covered your career in North America very well there, probably better than I expected, to be honest, between Canada and America. But when you look back on those 9 years over there, how do you feel it's helped you develop as a player? What do you think you've got out of that experience?
I think, to be honest, the one thing that I have realised is that it's not so much about yourself, it's more about the team in terms of like, you know, you kind of, when you're playing in, you know, as like an under 14, 16 year old, you can, in England anyway, you put up these, you know, you'll score, as you said, the 35 goals in 12 games or whatever, or 15 games. You kind of get carried away and think, oh, I'm so good at hockey. But then you actually end up going, and, you know, as you said, 9 years, you play against some players who are far better than you are, and you play against some players who are far better than you are, but that just makes you realize, you know, you've got to work at it, and you've got to it's humbling when someone's better than you and you've just got to say, you know, you go get it and try your best. And you know, sometimes you might not be the best player, but you've got to figure out how to help your team. And I think that was one thing that I really opened my eyes, was that, you know, you've got to figure out how to be the best teammate, and it's not all about yourself, and it's all about, you know, the team at the end of the day. I think that was one thing that I took away from 9 years, is, you know, it's a humbling sport.
So was it a hard decision to come back to the UK? Did you have options to stay over there, or was it just time to come home?
I would say it was time to come home, to be honest. I think when our season finished in the States, I was, Pete, you know, called me, and, you know, it was, you always want to go to a team that, you know, the coaches want you, and, you know, they want you to be there. So he'd called me, and to be honest, at that stage, my season had just ended, and I was, you know, I wasn't really thinking about what my next move was. But once I got that call from Pete, it was like a breath of fresh air, really, because, you know, he really wanted me to come, and, you know, it sounded just like, you know, it would rejuvenate me in some ways. And I think, yeah, that was, once I heard from Pete, it was, you know, I think that was, my mind was made up in most regards.
Now, I remember last year, you got your first goal, first ever professional goal, it was against Dundee Stars, as it happens, who Clan play on Saturday. What do you remember about it? What do you remember about the feeling of having scored it?
It was against Dundee in the cup, and it was it was on the power play, actually. It was just one of those, I don't know, it was kind of just, I think the game was maybe, it was kind of, maybe we were, I think we were winning it, and yeah, I just came down the left side of the ice, and I actually, kind of the shot didn't really come off as I was expecting it to, and it happened to like go in top corner, which was, you know, obviously a nice feeling. And yeah, it was a good feeling, you know. Obviously, I think it took me maybe 15 games to get one, so you know, it was good, it was really nice, and obviously all the guys were very happy for me, which was, you know, it felt good, and I enjoyed it, and you know, we won the game, and you know, it was, I'll remember that one, even though it really didn't have much meaning, as it was, I think we're already through in the cup, so, you know, but yeah, you know, you remember those certain moments, so yeah, it was good.
I don't know if you're aware, but Endicott, who you played with in college in Massachusetts before you came to the Clan, actually did an article on it. I don't know if you're aware of that. I came across it when I was doing the research. I'll send you the link over for that. Anyway, yeah, just to end that first season then, injury come into play a little bit, caused you some problems that led you to miss the start of this season as well. How frustrating was that for you to be on the sidelines over pretty much the whole summer?
It was frustrating. It's quite funny because when it happened, it was in practice and I was just starting to play. Well, I thought I played well for maybe a month or so before the injury. So it was, I was kind of on like a high of, I was really enjoying like my game, and it happened. And it was a tough time because it was just before playoffs. And then obviously I went home for the summer and, I had to have a surgery and I was in a cast until, the middle of the summer, middle end summer. So it was definitely challenging, like mentally and definitely physically. But I think it made me realize how lucky I am to play the game and enjoy it. And it's kind of reinvigorated me and given me it makes me like cherish playing every game now, because never know when something else will happen. So I'm just really. It's kind of fired me up a little bit to get on the ice again, and I'm really enjoying it.
Good. So let's bring it up to date then. We'll talk about this week. Now, as we speak, it's Tuesday, and obviously you're going to Guildford on Wednesday. So there's not really any point in talking about that, because by the time the podcast goes out, the game will be by. So we'll concentrate more on Saturday against the Dundee Stars, and it's a team that have beaten the Clan in all three meetings so far. So how do you turn that around against a team that seem to have Clan's number so far?
I think we just get back to the way we play. I think the previous times we've played against them, we've kind of got into a match of playing how they play, how they like to play the game. And I think that's sometimes not the best way to do it. Is sometimes you've got to play to your strengths, and the way you play is probably the best way you can play the game. I don't know if that makes sense, but I think we just have to get back to the way we play against them. Play our game against them. So I think we just have to, focus on ourselves and, just get back to how we've been playing in the majority of the other games. And, I think that would be a good recipe for us to, turn that three-game defeat into another win for us,
So after the two losses, how much did the team need that victory on Sunday against the Manchester Storm? I could sense the confidence was coming back into the guys as the game was going on.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think you never want to get into a run of, you can look at it from the other way. We went on an 8-game winning streak. I think once you start winning or once you start losing, it kind of creeps into your head. Oh, going into games, you kind of think, oh, well, we're going to lose or we're going to win this game, So I think to halt that run, obviously it was only 2-game losing run, but I think just to cut that short and get back onto winning ways I think that was a huge win for us. I think we were getting that bit of our identity back, and the way we were playing, I thought it was a really strong performance from the whole team. Everyone involved was very, very influential in the way we came about, and I think it's a good. It's a good win to go forward into, obviously Guildford and then hopefully Dundee.
So is there something that makes this team perhaps a little bit better than last year's? Is there something you can put your finger on that would maybe suggest that? Putting you on the spot a little bit, I know.
no, that's a good question. Obviously it's still early days, and you could come back at the end of the year and we could have tanked it, and you could be saying what was worse about this team than last year. So I think we're winning, and I think you can see on the way we play, like I think the team plays for one another. I think we're a very tight-knit group. I think that helps a lot in terms of if you want to play for the person stood next to you, that's gonna improve your game. If you're not so you look next to the guy next to you and you're like, oh, I don't really like talking to you or be around you. Not saying that we had that last year, but this year it's definitely apparent that we have a group of guys who are willing to play for each other and really sacrifice themselves for one another. And I think that's something this year that I think we all know is that a special thing about this group, and I think that will breed more winning, and you know, we'll see what happens, but I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, you know. But I think it's definitely a good start to the season, the way we've begun, and I don't see why it can't continue, if I'm honest with you.
Hey, this is Jordan Haywood, and I listen to Clan Chat.
Jack Musil on his life and career. While excitement continues to build for Matt Haywood's testimonial in February, as two more names were announced as coming back this week, former goalie Kyle Jones and Barry McKenzie. We'll get Barry on for next week, but this week I chatted to Kyle about his return and got him to talk about his friendship with Matt and his enjoyment of his time in Glasgow. But first of all, Jones and I reflected on his last appearance on the podcast last season and his excitement over coming back to Glasgow.
Yeah, it just seems like yesterday we spoke. I remember the day because I was in the office. I was in the office that day as well. And here we are again talking from the same office. yes, very, very excited. I knew that this was happening this year. I was very excited for Matt. Always thought that I might be able to be a part of it, and glad that we are able to make it work, and glad, so very glad that I'm going to be able to come back for it.
I seem to remember we discussed it as well on the podcast about the possibility of you coming back for Matt's testimonial. So it's great how it's all worked out.
Yeah, we did. You're right, we did. Yeah, and I think it was a little bit of speculation back then, but Matt and I have always kept in touch, and we're pretty close, even though we don't, you know, get to see each other but once every, well, it's be about 4 years now. But yeah, we always talk and text and stuff, so looking forward to it.
Now, I'm going to ask you about your friendship with Matt. Obviously, starts from when you first came to Glasgow to play for the Clan. What were your first impressions of him when you first met him?
You know, I coming to a new country, it was trying to get my feet under me and you know, meet everybody and try and develop new relationships with new guys, as you do with a new team every year. And I just remember not just Matt, like all the you know, the UK players who were on the team that year, Lee Esders, Matt Toe, you know, Tristan Harper, just all accepted us all in as new players, because it was a pretty brand new team for the Clan that year that I came in. So it was definitely a new experience, and they, you know, kind of showed us the ropes for the first few weeks there. And you know, Matt was definitely a leader in that respect as well.
And you talk about him being a leader. You'll know, obviously, he's the captain this year for the Glasgow Clan as well. And I always say, when I first met him years ago, he was a shy kid. He barely said two words. Now he's the captain and leading the dressing room. That's quite a thing for him.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Very good choice by Fitzy. And I think you're right. Even when when I came over for the first year, he was still, you know, it was 5 years in or so. So he had started coming out of his shell. And I mean, he's just continued to develop over the past 5 years, and he stepped into this role. And I think it was just a great choice.
And of course, your 2 years at the club, there's a lot of guys coming back that you know as well. You must be excited to see a lot of these guys again.
I am, yeah. So I was lucky enough to, you know, go home to Vancouver this summer and got to hang out with Matt Keith and his family for a few hours. So, and I remember, you know, a couple of years ago, got to hang out with Mizey. So hopefully he might be able to be, you know, coming back. But, and then, you know, I just keep in touch with all these guys. So, but we live so far apart that you don't always get to get together. So very much looking forward to seeing all of us, you know, bringing us all of us together and this great group of great people, just for this event for Matt. Can't wait.
So talk about your memories of Matt in particular, not only as a teammate, but as a person as well. You've shared some good times together. Give us an insight into what that friendship blossomed into.
Yeah, we have, and you know, all of my best memories of Brayhead include Matt. You know, like I said, that first year we kind of developed that initial friendship early. We had a pretty tight-knit group that first year. Everybody got along. Everyone did things together. But there was a group of us especially. It was myself and Matt, Scott Arson, Shane Lust, and Sammy Zajac, who spent, you know, every waking hour together. We did, you know, pretty much everything. Go to the rink, leave the rink, hang out afterwards. You know, whenever we had free time, we'd basically be together. So the five of us became a pretty tight-knit tight-knit group within the tight-knit group, you know what I mean? And we just, I just remember having such a great time with those four other guys and spending really every waking minute with them, that we weren't at the rink. And that those are, you know, memories that I'll cherish forever. And kind of, I think that our little group there, was you know, we helped keep the team, you know, together. We were always the ones planning things for the team to do together and to hang out together so we could, you know, stay as tight as we were and, you know, kind of try and make a run at it, which we did by going to the finals weekend. So great memories from especially that first year. I mean, second year, no different, was a great time, but especially coming in and developing that initial friendship with Matt and those couple other guys and you know, continuing that on.
So give us a story or two of Matt and what he was like in your time at the club and things you got up to. I'm trying to get a feel of things that people don't know about and we've heard about is the sandwiches his gran makes for the team when they're in England and things like that. Is there something you can share that we don't know too much about where Matt's concerned?
Wow, that's...
kind of putting you on the spot, I get that.
Yeah, no, you know what? You bringing up the sandwiches from his grandma, that was a memory that... I had forgotten about, so that's, thank you for reminding me of that. That was a great thing. To be perfectly honest, just like I said, everything, all of my best memories there include Matt, and there's not really any specific thing. We just spent so much time together and, you know, went to the pub together quite frequently and hung out at our apartment quite frequently, and there's not just really... it's just so many things that I can't really pinpoint. Sorry, not a great answer.
Well, fair enough. Well, give us an idea of what Matt means to the other people in the room then. You've talked about your sort of your friendship with him and what he kind of means to you. What does he mean to the other guys? How big a presence is he in the lives of the other guys in the room?
Yeah, he is. And I think especially, you know, after that first few years, when he did start coming out of a shell, that he kind of stepped into a more of a leadership role and being more of a vocal guy and, you know, leading by example, which he does and works his butt off every night and every day in practice. And, yeah, like I said, leading by example, just, you know, towing the rope and making sure everybody's buying in. And, you know, it's easy to follow a guy like that and kind of try and emulate yourself after him. So I think he's had a great presence in the room, and he's an easy guy to look up to.
Now let's talk about you and your preparation for the game. It's in February, so we've got a few months before the game itself. When does the training start for it? You've been out of the game for 4.5 years. Have you started already? Are you doing it bit by bit? How are you doing it?
Oh, that's a great question. So yeah, it's the times that I get back on the ice are few and far between these days. So I can honestly say it's been approximately a year since I've been put on the pads. So I'm hoping to have a chance to before I come there in February. But if it doesn't happen, then it's just going to have to be a quick maybe get into the gym a little bit. But you know what? To be perfectly honest, I don't know if that's going to happen either. So. I just, you know, every time I step on the ice, it seems to just come back to me. Obviously, the conditioning may not be where it should be, but, you know, the old, it's like riding a bike. The old goaltending skills kind of come back, but might not be able to play a full game.
And, of course, the Purple Army are excited to have you back as well. Good positive reaction to the news on social media as well. How much will it mean to you to be back in front of the Purple Army again?
Yeah, it's something that I reflect back on frequently, thinking back to how well I was treated there, how much everyone, you know, accepted me and wanted to, you know, I guess, cheer me on, which was just, it's just a great feeling to know that people kind of, I guess, respect what you do on the ice and how you are as a person, and it just shows... like you said, through the social media responses that people are excited. So I'm excited to see everybody. You know, I've made a lot of good friends there and interacted with the fans quite frequently. So I'm excited to do so again, for sure.
I'm Matt Stanish, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
Kyle Jones on his imminent return for Matt Hayward's testimonial. And if you saw Kyle's video, you'll also know tickets will go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m, so head over to Ticketmaster to get those. I'm also pleased to tell you that Barry McKenzie will join us on the show next week to talk about his involvement in the game and look ahead to Saturday's game with Fife Flyers next week, so don't miss that. Time for some midweek action, as Glasgow Clan headed to Guildford Flames in the Elite League on Wednesday, and they went to a venue where Clan have only won once in six visits since Paul Dixon's side joined the league in 2017. As for the game itself, it was a loss, with the blow cushioned by the capture of a point, as Glasgow ended up defeated 2-1 after overtime. Brett Ferguson opened the scoring in the last couple of minutes of the first period, but that was cancelled out by Matt Haywood's goal in the second. Both sides pushed but couldn't find a way through as the game moved into overtime, where Cali Akridge struck the winner and claimed the extra point for the Flames. Post-game, Clan coach Zach Fitzgerald spoke to Eagle Radio's Kim Robson to share his thoughts on the game.
Well, I thought we had a really good start. It's a long trip from Scotland. It's hard mentally to get into the game and get your body moving, but I thought we had a really good start. We kept after it, kept going. Second period, I thought it was just a matter of time until we got that goal. We were going, we were relentless. We kept going. Springer stands up for his captain. I thought a lot of really, really good things going. Third period, I thought was another good period. I thought overall we played really well. I can't complain. I can't fault the guys one bit. They played hard after a long trip. Like I mentioned, it's hard to do to get yourself into it, but played really well. Get a point out of Guildford in the long trip. That's all right with me.
So you've got a little bit of time to get yourselves back home, and then Saturday night you've got Dundee in the league. What do you expect from them?
Oh, we've had we've had some issues with them this season, but I think it's about time that we get back on track against them. And you know, it's at home, so it'll be good. Our crowd will be behind us, and I know it's a good derby up there with the Scottish teams. And no, we look forward to it. I think it'll be fun. And like I said, we owe them one.
Hi, this is Matthew Roy. You're listening to Clan Chat.
Clan coach Zach Fitzgerald after Wednesday's game against Guildford Flames, and thanks to Kirk Humphreys for providing us with the interview. Last bit of business, where we set a Clan conundrum at the start of the show, and the question we set was, assuming both teams are free of injuries or suspensions on Saturday in the game between the Clan and Dundee Stars, how many players will play that have played for both clubs? The answer is 4. Jordan County and Duncan Spears, both now at Dundee, have iced for the Clan in the past, while Clan pair Craig Moore and Mikael Lidhammer are both former Dundee players. And that solves another Clan conundrum. Another one to come next time.
Hey, this is Matt Hayward, and you're listening to Clan Chat.
So, that's all for now. Keep up to date with the Clan by checking out the website, clanihc.com, or by following us on social media by liking the official Facebook page or following on Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. Get your tickets for this Saturday's game against the Dundee Stars via the website, and don't miss out on what will be a great weekend of action. Face-off for that is 7 p.m. Tickets for Clan games throughout November are also on sale now, and another reminder that tickets for Matt Haywood's testimonial go on sale on Friday at 9 a.m. and could be on sale by the time you hear this, so head over to Ticketmaster to get those. Also, if you haven't yet, you can subscribe to the Clan Chat podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Audioboom. And if you do, new episodes will automatically download to your device. If you wish, please leave a review as well. Feedback, very much welcome. I want to extend my thanks to our guests this week, Zach Sullivan, Jack Musil and Kyle Jones, for their time and contribution. Also, special thanks again to Kirk Humphreys and Guildford Flames for providing us the interview with Zach Fitzgerald from Wednesday's game at the Spectrum. And finally, producer Stuart Priest for putting this together and making us all sound fantastic. My final thanks are to you, as always, for listening and downloading. We'll be returning very soon for another episode of Clan Chat. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.